Hello, friends. Shalom, and welcome to the Manifest International course called Jews, Israel, and Jesus. This course will impart to you biblical revelation of God's redemptive purpose for Israel, the work of Jesus, or Yeshua, that's how you say Jesus' name in Hebrew, as their Messiah, and how that impacts God's dealings with the Jewish people and the nations, even up to today. This course is so important to me because personally, I believe that this is not covered enough in the church today, and it's what your entire Bible is about. Too often in the church today, the Bible is taught as if the Bible is about you. Well, unfortunately, the Bible is not about you. The Bible is about Jesus. And if there were a secondary thing that the Bible is about, it's about Israel. It's about God's plan for the redemption of the whole world through His peculiar and chosen people, Israel, and the Jewish people. And I have found in my travels that there are two types of people in the church today: those who do not understand that God still has a continuing purpose for Israel and the Jewish people, and those who do understand that God still has a covenant redemptive plan for Israel and the Jewish people, and that there are parts of the Bible that have not yet been fulfilled. Those who don't understand either believe or have been taught to believe by the post-Reformation church that the church replaces Israel. That's called replacement theology, or that God has rejected the Jewish people because they rejected Jesus as their Messiah. But friends, that is biblically not true. Or people who don't understand this, they have come up with another theology that is called dual covenant theology, that God's plan for Israel is independent of the church, that their covenant still stands and that they can still be saved by the old covenant. Friends, that also is not true. But then on the other side of it, people who do understand that God still has a plan for Israel and the Jewish people, even among them, there can tend to be this obsession with Israel or the national political Israel that is not necessarily biblically accurate or profitable for our spiritual understanding of these issues. Or there are whole groups within the church that are trying so hard to recognize and honor the Jewishness of Jesus and the Jewishness of the gospel, and to be appealing to the Jewish community, that it's almost like they're trying again to become Jewish, even Gentiles trying to become Jewish, and they revert back to the traditions of men that Jesus himself said nullified the power of the word of God. So there are misunderstandings about this subject throughout the church, and it's a major issue that the Bible is centered around this one story from beginning to end. And so this course, I believe it is so important to the heart of God that we have an accurate understanding of God's plan for Israel and the Jewish people. And so I have tried through this course to bring accurate teaching that will help you understand God's heart for his people and God's heart as a covenant keeper. So for some of you who have understanding of Israel and the Jewish people already, some of what we cover will be a little basic for you, like the basic Jewishness of Jesus. But please forgive me, we've got to go through those things for those who have no knowledge of this subject. We've got to bring them up to speed so that we can go into the deeper things, and we will go into the deeper things about this issue. So there will be things, hopefully, in this course that you also can learn or be edified by, even though you've already got the basic foundations of this topic. For those of you who are unfamiliar with these concepts or have been taught incorrectly by the post-Reformation church, please listen closely and do the homework for yourself. Investigate for yourself the truth that is being presented. Download the study guide and look at the scriptures in your Bible for yourself. Everything in here is straight from the Word of God, and it's not taken out of context. It is meant to give you an accurate understanding of the redemptive plan of God for his people and also for all the nations of the world. If Jesus wasn't Jewish, then none of us are saved. That's a big deal, friends. That's a really big deal if you consider yourself a follower of Jesus. And also, lastly, if you are Jewish and you are listening to this, we love you. We believe in God's plan for you. We believe in God's love for your people and his covenant with you and the promise of the new covenant being fulfilled in your Messiah, who we believe to be Yeshua. And I hope to prove through this course to you that Jesus, Yeshua, is your Messiah, even though we cannot deny that there have been thousands of years of bloodshed and aggression of the church against your people. We do not deny the truth of that, but please know that that is not an accurate representation of the love that God has for you or the love that Jesus, Yeshua, your Messiah, has for you. And I hope through this course and teaching from the scriptures, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, your Tanakh will come through loud and clear, but then also the new covenant that we have as believers in Yeshua will also be taught from so that you can see for yourself the love that God has for you. And we thank you for listening, and we ask you to pray for yourself. Ask the Lord for yourself with a sincere heart to confirm to you, to verify whether or not Jesus is the Messiah of Israel. If you do this with a sincere heart, then God will answer you, and it will change your life in the most amazing ways. So let's now take a look at the table of contents and just do a brief preview overview of the things that will be covered in this course. Unit 1, the Jewishness of Jesus. Why did Jesus have to be Jewish in the first place? We have to look at this. Why is it so important that Jesus was Jewish or is Jewish? How did Jesus confirm the promises to the patriarchs? Who are the patriarchs and why do they matter? Why is the whole Bible about these people, right? This is important stuff. And then Unit 2, the gospel is proclaimed. The good news of the kingdom of God is proclaimed to the Jew first. Jesus himself did his ministry to the Jew first. Very few Gentiles were ministered to by Jesus when he walked on the earth and was ministering on the earth. But then as the proclamation of the gospel continued, it was proclaimed first to the Jew. For the first decade of the gospel being proclaimed, it was proclaimed only to Jews until it was opened up to the Gentiles. And then even after it was opened up to the Gentiles, the Apostle Paul made it his business to go first to the Jew everywhere he went, first to the synagogue, to give the Jewish people first priority to hear the word of the kingdom of God and receive their salvation through Yeshua, their Messiah, who God had sent for them. And this is significant because when the wrath of God comes, the wrath of God will come first upon the Jew. So salvation is proclaimed first to the Jew, and the wrath of God will come first to the Jew. So this is significant. Then we're going to shift gears from units 3 through 5. Units 3 through 5 will go through God's purpose for Israel and Israel's need for Messiah. God's initial purpose was to have one human family that would all be blessed by him and in relationship with him. But humans messed that up. So God called Abraham, one man, and said, through you, through your seed, you will be a blessing to all the nations. God was going to fulfill his purpose through the seed of this one man, Abraham. Well, that's where Israel as a nation descends from. But Israel, we're going to talk about how they have a long and unfortunate history of malfunctioning as God's people, even against the warnings of God's prophets. And so they profaned God's name in the sight of the nations. Rather than bringing a blessing of God to all nations, they profaned his name in the sight of all nations. But this does not mean that God rejected them. Israel's failure to bring the blessing of God to all nations, all it did was serve to prove Israel's own need for their Messiah. Israel couldn't do it on their own. They needed the Messiah. They need the Messiah, the perfect one who would fulfill God's plan and bring peace with God to Israel, to all the nations, and for the whole world. We're also going to talk about how the prophets foretell the Messiah's coming. All of the prophets speak about Messiah. All the way back to Adam and Eve, after they were banished from the Garden of Eden, there was a promise that the seed of the woman would come and crush the head of the serpent. And that goes through Abraham. We're going to talk about the prophetic scriptures in the Psalms, Isaiah's servant songs, and then Daniel and how he foresees the timeline of the Messiah and various aspects of the Messiah's life and ministry that are foretold through various prophets from the Tanakh, or as we call it, the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. Israel then rejected Jesus as their Messiah when he came, which only continued their unfortunate history of malfunctioning. But Jesus knew in advance that this was going to happen. He foretold, mostly through parables, and we're going to look at those parables, that Israel's leaders were going to reject him, mock him, crucify him on a cross. He is the stone that the builders rejected. He is the cornerstone of God in fulfillment of the prophetic scriptures. Jerusalem rejected him, dispersion Jews rejected him, and then in Rome, where the center of the world government was in that day, they also, the Jews there, rejected him. And after this, after the Jewish rejection of Jesus as their Messiah, for the most part, there's always been a remnant that has believed and continues to believe, but after the Jerusalem, dispersion, and Roman Jews rejected him in that day, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s in our current era, the temple of God in Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD, after the Jews had rejected Jesus as their Messiah. But even in spite of all of that, God has still not rejected his people Israel. A remnant of believers has always believed from the Jewish people and continues to believe to this day. There are Jewish people all around the world who believe that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah of Israel. And then we'll move in to units 6 and 7. Units 6 and 7, we're going to talk about covenant. Now, the biblical covenants of God, we'll talk about those, and some of them are one-sided, and some of them are two-sided. Some of these are permanent or everlasting. Some of these are temporal or fading away. And the terms of the covenants are very significant to understanding the plan and purpose of God and how it pertains to Israel and the covenant that they are still functioning under if they are Jewish people but have not yet put their faith in Yeshua as their Messiah. So we'll talk all about covenants and why that matters. And then we're going to go through in Unit 7, Romans chapters 9 through 11, verse by verse. Now, what I love about the way the Lord led me to put this course together is that by the time we're at Unit 7, you will have such a framework and such a foundation of the issues pertaining to God and Israel and the Jewish people, that we will be able to go verse by verse through Romans 9 through 11, and it will just be plain as day. It will shine forth, and you will see how Paul is communicating through these chapters exactly what we've talked about through all the prior units. So again, I hope sometimes these chapters are taught very incorrectly, or they are just skipped over altogether. But once we get to Unit 7, my hope is that Romans 9 through 11 will shine forth for you very clearly about God's covenant with his people, God's love for his people, his continuing purpose for his people, and even the explanation of why his people have suffered the way that they have over the course of many centuries. Then we'll move into Units 8 and 9. Units 8 and 9 are about the return to the land. Returning to the land is the literal, non-allegorical promise of the land of of Israel, the land that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants. We'll talk about the historical evidence of that promise being true, and that exile, both the exile to Babylon and the exile that is currently still in place, was foreseen and foreknown and spoken about in the scriptures by the prophets and even by Jesus himself. We will see how exile from the land and the promise of returning to the land, being gathered back to the land by God himself, has existed even since the days of Moses. Moses prophesied it perfectly crystal clear, couldn't be clearer when you read the scripture as they were intended to be read. And then lastly, we will understand how a nation was born in a day. In 1948, the nation of Israel was formed again, and now they remain in the land that was promised to their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Unit 9, we're going to talk about Jacob's trouble. There are still times of trouble ahead, a great tribulation, and God will gather all of the Jewish people out of the lands where they currently reside and bring them back to the land. But not all of them will make it to the land. All of them will be expelled from the lands where they live now, but not all of them will make it back to the land. God will gather all of the nations against Israel, and it will look like war, but God is also gathering all the nations against Israel to bring all the nations to the place of judgment. And then the nations that have united themselves against Israel will be crushed by God and cursed by God, and Israel will be victorious. And they will know from that day that the Lord is God, that Jesus, Yeshua, is their Messiah, and that he has fulfilled everything in his word and all of his promises to them. And then finally, friends, in Unit 10, we will talk briefly about sharing the Messiah with the Jewish people. The Jewish people are a peculiar people in all the earth. You cannot share about Jesus with a Jewish person the same way that you share with a Gentile. And so many of the evangelism techniques that have been taught or are being used in the church today simply will not work with the Jewish people. They have a completely different perspective on things. And frankly, friends, they have a biblical perspective on things. So this whole course is designed to give you a better biblical perspective so that you understand the issues as they really are, and then might be able to share Messiah effectively with a Jewish person or many Jewish people to tell them that Yeshua is their Messiah and the fulfillment of the promise of God to them and to their people. And you'll be able to do that in a respectful manner and in an intelligent manner, in a loving and compassionate way to bring them into the hope of Israel, which is the hope of eternal life and dwelling with God. All right, so just a couple more announcements. There is a printed study guide available for this course. If you want to download a PDF of this study guide free of charge, you can go to www.manifestinternational.com/Jews Israel Jesus. That's manifestinternational.com/Jews Israel Jesus. No hyphens, no spaces, no anything, just Jews, Israel, Jesus. So you'll be able to download a PDF of the study guide printed out for yourself. You can also go to the Manifest International bookstore if you want to purchase a physical copy. This is a pretty thick one. So if you want to hold it in your hands and have it printed out for you to go through the study guide for yourself, that is available for purchase if you desire it. The links for the study guide can also be found in every episode of this course. So if you look at your podcast provider or the YouTube description, you scroll down, the link for the study guide will be right there. You can click on it and download the PDF study guide anytime you want, free of charge. Also, if you're listening to this on your podcast provider, some of the podcast providers divide this into seasons. This is season 5 of the Manifest International podcast, or the Manifest Our King podcast. It is season 5. So if you want to organize your courses that way, then it's season 5. Or otherwise, it would be by the title, which is Jews, Israel, and Jesus. So we highly recommend downloading the study guide. There is some intense material, there's some advanced material, and there's a lot of scripture. And so I really encourage you to get the study guide, have it in your hands, and go through with me so that you see the scriptures for yourself and that you can find them in your Bible for yourself and verify that this teaching is true and that this is giving you the heart of God for Jews, Israel, and Jesus. Okay. So lastly, if you are affiliated with Manifest International, this is one of our approach courses. That's why it is in the gold color. So the gold color means that this is how we approach life and walk out our faith in Jesus as followers of Jesus. So this is our statement about that. We believe that the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. That's quoting Romans 1:16. But our statement also is the salvation of the Jewish people through faith in Yeshua the Messiah and the return of Israel to the land covenanted to their ancestors is still the promise and purpose of God. We truly believe this. Friends, if you want to learn more about the Manifest International approach, you can see more about it at manifestinternational.com/approach. So if you've gone through some of these podcast courses already, you understand we approach the words of Jesus very seriously. We live them out in our lives, and this is no different. We implement this through the ministry that God has called us to. We do this. We reach out to the Jewish people to tell them that Yeshua is their Messiah and that he has come to fulfill the promises that God made to their ancestors and to give them eternal life, to bring them into the resurrection and the hope of eternal life and dwelling with God forever. This is still as important to God today as it was back when Jesus was ministering, when Paul was ministering, and the first apostles, who, by the way, were all Jewish, when they were ministering and reaching out to the Jewish people first as their first priority. Also, as a quick side note, we are bringing our first tour to Israel in November of 2023. I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but this introduction will air before November of 2023. Our Israel trip is going from November 2nd to November 8th of 2023. So if you want to come with us to the Holy Land, to walk in the land of Jesus, walk in the footsteps of Jesus, we're going to go to the very places where Jesus set his feet. If you want to come with us, then write to us at IsraelTours@ManifestInternational.com. And I will also add that in the notes. If you're looking at the notes of the episode on your podcast provider, you will see IsraelTours@ManifestInternational.com. You can click on that and write to Israel Tours, and they will give you the information about our upcoming tour. If it's beyond November of 2023 that you're listening to this, write to Israel Tours anyway, and we will put you on the list to keep you informed of future trips that we will take. I'm certain that this is the first of many tours that we will bring to Israel because there's something transformational about walking in the Holy Land and being in the place that God has chosen in all the earth for his name to be honored. So you're starting to see that this course and this subject and the Jewish people are very important to our hearts. But let's take a quick moment to pray before we begin this very important subject. So, Father, we thank you. We come before you in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, the only name under heaven that you have given by which we can be saved. Father, we're thankful for the redemptive work of Yeshua, the Messiah, who is Jewish and who had to be Jewish for any of us to be saved. Father, we ask that you give revelation of this to everyone within the sound of my voice, to everyone who will listen to this course. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will circumcise hearts for your kingdom, that you will pour out the spirit of wisdom and revelation as people grow in their knowledge of you and your word and your redemptive plan for all people through the one people that you have chosen, and that one people is Israel. Lord, bring a burning in their hearts for your people and a love in their hearts for your people as revelation is exposed and revealed and brought to light of your heart for your people and the promises of your word. Lord, we thank you in advance for all that you're going to do through this course. We ask you to bless it, put your hand upon it, put your anointing upon it, and transform lives by the power of your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.